This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really plunging into a topic that's just fundamental for any business looking to grow. We're navigating the, let's say, ever-shifting world of Google search algorithms. And we're going to zero in on the really crucial ranking factors for 2025. Okay, so our mission here, it's about giving you, our listener, a bit of a shortcut, especially if, you know, you're leading a business, you're focused on growth, but maybe deep SEO isn't your day-to-day. We want to help you understand exactly how to boost your brand's online presence, how to connect with the right customers. Our guide for this is a really insightful piece by Janice Ramos called Google's Ranking Factors, What You Need to Know in 2025. Okay, let's unpack this, because honestly, your business's online visibility, it can genuinely make or break your growth strategy this coming year.
Yeah, absolutely. And Google's algorithms, I mean, they're constantly being refined, which makes staying ahead just vital. What's really insightful here, I think, is how these shifts aren't just technical tweaks. They actually reflect Google's evolving understanding of, well, human behavior, user intent. So this deep dive should help us connect those sort of technical updates to the actual real-world business impact for you.
That's a really crucial point. So let's dive into the first big piece here. Janice Ramos highlights just how much AI and machine learning are shaping search results now. Google's algorithms, you know, RankBrain, the newer AI updates, they're doing more than ever to figure out search intent and content relevance. So for a business leader listening, what's the single biggest practical change this means for their content strategy right now?
Well, the biggest shift, I'd say, is moving from just matching keywords to really matching concepts. Google's AI is essentially trying to be a better mind reader. It means your content needs to answer the why behind someone's search, not just the what. So for example, someone searches best CRM for small businesses, right? They're not just looking for a list. They're probably thinking, how do I pick a CRM that's actually going to simplify my sales process, help my team grow? Your content needs to hit that deeper need. So that means using natural language, a more conversational tone, optimizing for what we call semantic search, which, simply put, is about Google understanding the meaning and the context behind what someone types, not just the exact words.
Okay, yeah, I can see how that AI-driven understanding leads us right back to the foundation, which is still truly high-quality content, especially with Google emphasizing its EET principles: experience, expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. So content is still key, but it's like, it's not enough for it to just be good anymore. It has to prove its value and trustworthiness.
Precisely, yeah. And the challenge then is, okay, how do you actually show that experience and authority? For experience, you need to demonstrate firsthand knowledge. Think about, say, a detailed case study. That's not just proof, it's a story. It builds trust, shows how you helped a client get X percent growth using Y strategy. For expertise, you need to make sure your content is created or, you know, at least reviewed by real industry pros. Authority, well, that often comes from your overall online footprint, especially getting those high quality backlinks from reputable sites. And trustworthiness, that's things like having a secure website. HTTPS is non-negotiable now. It protects visitor data, plus clear contact info, transparent business practices. And a practical tip from the source is to keep updating your older content, not just for freshness, but to reinforce that ongoing credibility. Make sure it reflects the latest thinking.
Right, right. That EEAT framework seems absolutely central. But it's not only about what you're saying, is it? Janice Ramos also really stresses that the user's actual experience on your site, what Google talks about with page experience and core web vitals, matters more than ever. Can you maybe unpack what that specifically means for how a website needs to perform beyond just Google wants it fast?
Yeah, it's really about giving users a smooth, frustration-free visit. Google even gives us concrete metrics to track. There's largest contentful paint, or LCP. That measures how fast the main content pops up on the page. You're aiming for under 2.5 seconds because, let's face it, nobody waits.
Definitely not.
Then there's first input delay, FID. That's about interactivity, how quickly your site responds when someone clicks a button or texts something, ideally under 100 milliseconds. And finally, cumulative layout shift, CLS. This is about visual stability. You know when you try to click something on a page and just as you do, everything jumps around and you click the wrong thing?
Oh yeah, that's infuriating.
Exactly. That's bad CLS. Google penalizes it because it's just a bad experience for the user. So the actionable takeaway here is use tools like Google's PageSpeed Insights regularly. Audit your site and fix the biggest things holding back that user experience, things that might be hurting conversions.
And that seamless experience, it definitely extends beyond just raw speed. With most people on their phones now, mobile-first indexing, Well, it's not just a good idea, it's the default, right?
Yeah.
Your website has to work perfectly on mobile.
It's fundamental. For a business leader, you need to grasp that a poor mobile experience isn't just some minor ranking issue. It's a direct threat to bringing in customers. If your site is clunky on mobile, you'll rank lower, people will leave faster, higher bounce rates, and you're essentially just handing business to competitors whose sites do work well on phones. So yeah, use Google's modal-friendly test tool. Get a truly responsive design implemented. It's baseline now.
Okay, now let's shift a bit to how people are actually searching. Voice search and these more conversational queries, they're definitely on the rise. With smart speakers and assistants everywhere, searches are getting longer, much more like natural questions. What kind of opportunity does that open up for businesses?
Oh, it's a huge opportunity, especially for visibility and local engagement. It means you need to optimize for those natural question-style keywords. Things like, what is the best CRM for small businesses? Or where can I find a florist near me that delivers? Voice assistants often read out featured snippets, those answer boxes at the top of results. So getting your content into those spots, that's key. And like you mentioned with near me searches, strengthening your local SEO becomes really critical here, making sure your business pops up right when someone nearby is looking for what you offer.
Local SEO is just massive, isn't it? Especially for businesses targeting specific areas. The source really emphasizes optimizing your Google business profile. That seems like it can directly impact your visibility right when someone's ready to buy or visit.
It's like a direct line to your local customers. You absolutely need to keep that Google business profile completely up to date. Accurate hours, services, photos, everything. Encourage customer reviews and really make an effort to respond to them promptly, genuinely, both the good and the bad ones. And also strategically weave those local keywords into your website content, your blog posts. It's all about making it super easy for local customers to find you and choose you over the competition.
And moving beyond just written text, video content is emerging as a really powerful SEO asset. Google seems to be ranking videos more and more, especially from YouTube. Makes sense.
Yeah, what's really compelling about video is how well it boosts engagement. It can tell a story, explain something complex in a way text sometimes struggles with. So creating short, helpful videos, answering common customer questions, then optimizing the titles, descriptions, maybe even transcripts with the right keywords, and embedding those on your website. That can seriously increase dwell time, how long people stick around on your page, which signals to Google, hey, this content is valuable. It's a really strategic way to grab attention and provide real value quickly.
Okay, something that's been a cornerstone of SEO for ages and apparently still matters, backlinks. But Janice Ramos is clear for 2025. It is emphatically quality over quantity.
That's the absolute critical distinction now. Yeah, quality means earning links from sites that are authoritative, relevant within your industry, not just any random website. This might mean things like guest posting on respected blogs, maybe contributing expert quotes or insights to industry articles, or just being active and helpful in online industry forums. Now, for smaller businesses, this can sometimes feel like a bit of a chicken and egg situation, right? How do you get links if nobody knows you yet? The start point has to be creating truly exceptional, unique content, stuff that other people actually want to link to because it's so useful or insightful. Then you might need to proactively reach out thoughtfully to maybe non-competing businesses or industry influencers who might genuinely find your content valuable for their audience. And crucially, just steer clear of those spammy, manipulative link-building schemes. Google actively penalizes that stuff.
And here's a trend that seems almost counterintuitive for getting website traffic. Zero-click searches and featured snippets, where people get their answer right there on the Google results page without even clicking through. Doesn't that hurt businesses?
You know, it might seem like it reduces direct website traffic, but actually, for a business, this is a prime spot for building brand visibility and authority. Think about it. If your brand appears as the featured snippet, you are literally Google's chosen answer for that query. That instantly builds credibility, even if the person doesn't click through right at that moment. So the strategy here is to optimize your content specifically for those snippets. Answer questions directly, concisely. Use structured data or schema markup behind the scenes to help Google understand your content better. You're essentially building brand awareness and thought leadership right there in the search results.
Right. Okay, finally, we have to touch on the elephant in the room for anyone creating content today. AI-generated content, it's everywhere. But Google's stance, as Janice Ramos points out, still seems to heavily prioritize genuine human expertise and unique insights.
Yeah, Google seems to view AI as a potentially powerful tool, but definitely not a replacement for human creativity and experience. What's really crucial for businesses using AI content tools is to rigorously review anything AI generates. Check it for accuracy, for originality, and most importantly, infuse it with your unique human perspective, your brand voice, your actual expertise. So maybe use AI for brainstorming or research or getting a first draft down. But then you have to layer on your distinct value to make it compelling and trustworthy. Google is actively trying to downrank low-quality, spammy AI content. So avoiding that is just paramount for protecting your reputation and your rankings.
Okay, so as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it seems abundantly clear that SEO success in 2025 is, well, it's a dynamic balance, isn't it? It's this strategic mix of getting the technical stuff right, creating truly high quality content, and ensuring an excellent user experience. We've talked about prioritizing valuable, engaging content that really shows your expertise, that EEAT, and how Google's AI is getting better at understanding intent, the meaning behind the search. We covered optimizing for speed, mobile friendliness, and that growing area of voice search. Plus, you know, how to leverage things like video and AI tools, but always keeping that essential human touch. And of course, strengthening local SEO and building credibility through quality backlinks and just being visible, even in those zero-click searches. And as the source reminds us, SEO isn't an overnight fix. It's definitely an investment. But putting together a well-structured strategy, pulling in these different elements we discussed, that's what ensures your business keeps a strong digital presence and keeps attracting those high-value customers, the ones who are actually ready to engage.
Yeah, and if we connect all this back to the bigger picture, it really raises an important question for you, the listener, the business leader. As AI keeps shaping search and content creation, how will your business not just sort of react and adapt to these technical shifts, but how will you truly lean into showcasing your unique human experience, your trustworthiness, in a way that AI simply cannot replicate? How do you ensure you always stand out to those high-value customers who are looking for that genuine connection, those real solutions?
That's a really powerful thought to end on. Definitely something to mull over. Consider what specific element from our discussion today really stands out to you most. Where might you begin or perhaps refine your own strategy based on this? Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.